This is a lesson you can do while sitting at your desk. Many Feldenkrais lessons are done lying down or sitting on the floor, but for this variation, you'll have an opportunity to see how it affects you sitting at your computer. So push your chair away from your desk so that you can sit comfortably on the front edge of your seat with your feet flat on the floor, comfortably apart. Notice how it feels to just sit there for a second. Does your back start to feel tired right away? You wish you could kind of slouch back. Or are you able to maintain a comfortable, erect posture? Don't worry if you can't. Just notice. Now notice how the weight is distributed underneath you on the seat. At the bottom of your pelvis, there are two bones, one on the right, one on the left, that are called your sits bones. Notice if one feels like it's pressing more into your seat than the other one. Or maybe it feels like one is a little bit more forward, or maybe it's kind of more pointy into the seat. Just take note of this. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to adjust it. It just gives you some information about some of your sitting habits and, of course, how asymmetrical we all are. Now just shift all of your weight to your right sit bone and come back. And try doing that movement several times, shifting to the right and coming back to the center. And just notice if you can do it without picking your heels up off the floor. As you're shifting yourself over to the right, what's going with you? Do you feel like your head's going all the way over to the right and you're kind of tipping over? Do you feel like you're traveling like as if you're a stick? What happens if you keep your head in place and just shift the weight over to the right side of your pelvis? Is that even possible to do? And then try the same thing, shifting to the left. Notice, is it easier to go to your left or more difficult? Do you do it differently? And then just leave the whole thing, come back to the center for a moment, and then rest by leaning back in your chair. You can slide yourself back so that you're against the backrest, or even slouch if you want to. Just take a moment to give yourself a break. And then come forward to the front edge of your seat again with your feet comfortably apart. And now this time, put your right hand on top of your head with your fingers pointing to the left. So your right elbow is out to the right. And using your hand and the weight of your elbow, begin bringing your head to tilt to the right and come back to the center several times, but you're not like pulling your head. You're not stretching your neck. You're letting the weight of your arm and your hand tilt your head to the right and then come back to center. Keep doing this movement, and as you do it, I'm going to ask you to notice a couple of things. Notice what happens to your pelvis. Do you feel any shift of weight there at all? Or is it just your head and your arm that's moving? Are you able to shift your weight a little to your pelvis and then come back? As you do that, do you feel like you're about to keel over? Or does it feel like an easy movement? Notice what your ribs are doing. Do they bend? Can they bend? Can you let the ribs on the right side come a little closer together and the ribs on the left to expand a little bit? Notice if you're breathing. And while you're breathing, when do you inhale? When do you exhale? Can you exhale as you let the head tilt down? And then leave that movement. Put your arm back down. Slide back in your chair. Take another rest. Come forward to the front of your chair again. This time put your left hand on your head with your fingers pointing to the right. Your left elbow is pointing out to the left. Place your right arm beside you somewhere so that your fingers are hanging down. And once again, you're going to tilt to your right, not to your left. So this time it's kind of as if your hand was giving your head the suggestion to tilt to the right. As you tilt to the right, notice that your right arm is starting to kind of go down your leg. Just let that arm slide down. It doesn't have to actually be touching the leg in any way, just kind of sliding down the side towards the floor. Notice how far you go. And of course, you're going down and coming back up. And leave that movement and take another rest. Now we're going to try the same sequence to the other side. So come forward on the front part of your chair. Place your left hand on your head with your fingers pointing to the right, but this time tilt your head to the left, going down and coming back up. And of course, right away you'll begin to notice that it's different on this side. Very few of us experience the two sides of ourselves identically. If you're right-handed, if you've had an injury, there's lots of different reasons for being asymmetrical. As you do this Feldenkrais work, you begin to start to become more balanced, more centered. It makes all of your movements more effective, and it reduces fatigue. So as you're going down now, you're noticing your pelvis, your ribs, your breath. And then because you've become so much more intelligent from having done it on the other side, you don't have to do it as many times. So put that hand down, put your right hand on your head, and try tilting to the left again. Let your left arm be on the outside of your legs so that your arm just kind of slides down towards the floor as you tilt. See if you can feel your rib cage, as if your ribs were like an accordion, and one side folds as the other side expands on the way down, and then when you return, both sides come to neutral. Notice as you do this, do you feel anything happening in your feet? Have your feet been trying to assist you, or can they just relax and stay firmly planted on the floor? And then let go of this movement, sit back in your chair again, and rest. Now come to the front of your chair. And just notice if your weight is still distributed the way it was in the beginning, or has your weight changed somehow? Perhaps it's become more centered. Perhaps it's a little clearer what you actually feel. If you have to get back to work, this might be a place that you could stop. But if you have a few more minutes, we'll see if we can try to relax the spine, see if we can make it a little bit more comfortable to be able to sit up straight. So if you want to continue now, just take your hands, both of your hands, and place your palms on your forehead with your fingers pointing upward, kind of like as if you were going to say, oh, I could have had a V8, but the two hands are together. Your elbows are pointing forward. And then keeping your hands on your forehead, begin raising your elbows up towards the ceiling. Of course, your head and your neck follow as if you were trying to look up at the ceiling. And then bring your elbows back down to where they are in front of you. Several times, raising your elbows up, letting your head follow along, and then coming back. So what you're not doing is trying to crunch your head backward, but keep that sense that the movement is coming from your arms, almost as if someone was kind of gently pulling your elbows a little bit and bringing them up towards the ceiling. And leave that movement. You can rest by leaning back, or you can just rest by sitting there for a moment. And now place your hands under your chin so that the heels of your palms are facing each other, your wrists are facing each other, and your fingers are out to the sides, going up your cheeks. So it's like you're cupping your chin in both of your hands, and your elbows are in front of you and together. Now imagine that person again coming and holding onto your two elbows and bringing them a little bit forward and then up towards the ceiling again. So it's a tiny little scooping action, and notice what you feel in the rest of your spine as you do this. Is the movement only in your head and neck? Or can you feel how this movement of your arms begins to pull your whole spine all the way to your pelvis into what we call an extension? And again, always keep it within your comfort range. Don't take it to a point where you're straining or hurting. If you feel any discomfort as you're doing this, just do less. Less is more in the Feldenkrais method. And then let go of this movement. Put your hands back down. Sit back and rest a moment. The difference between Feldenkrais exercises and traditional exercise is that you're not doing this in order to stretch or to tone or to strengthen your muscles. What you're doing is you're educating your nervous system. You're teaching it new ways of moving. And that doesn't mean that you have to do something all the way to its maximum. Just being clear as to what it is you want to do teaches your nervous system something. So we'll try one more thing. Come forward to the edge of your chair again, and this time interlace your fingers and put them on the back of your head, not behind your neck, but actually on the back part where your head kind of sticks out a little in the back. And your thumbs can be pointing downward if you wish, or they can just be part of your hand. Bring your elbows forward in front of you so that they're kind of folding around your face. And then once again, let the weight of your elbows and your hands bring your head down as if you wanted to look at your belly button. Your elbows are bringing your head down, and then let your whole back round as well so that you're actually going into a nice, comfortable slouch. And then slowly come back up again. So you're rolling down and then you're rolling back up several times. Now just pause a moment. We're going to combine these two movements that you've been doing. You're going to keep your hands behind your head. Your elbows are going to lead your head down. You're going to roll down. You can completely let your pelvis go if that's possible. And then imagine this person who's been grabbing onto your elbows, taking your elbows and scooping your elbows in front and up towards the ceiling. And then from your elbows pointing to the ceiling, once again, bring your elbows going downward, letting your head go down, your chest go down, your pelvis go back, so that your elbows are going all the way down in the direction of your legs. And then scoop your elbows forward and reach your elbows for the ceiling. As you're doing this, notice what you feel in your back. You're activating all your vertebrae. Just doing this movement alone sometimes can relieve a lot of pressure in the back if you've been sitting at the computer too long. And then let the whole thing go. Sit back in your chair and rest a moment. And then come back to the edge of your seat with your feet flat on the floor and just notice, what is it like to sit right now? How does the weight feel underneath your pelvis, underneath your buttocks? How does your posture feel? And you can go back to doing this lesson anytime you want to take a break and relieve some of the stress in your back.